Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
You'll
find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you
do this.
My name is Daniel Lim, and that's Todd Adkins.
What?
All right.
That was a short one.
Yes, that was good. Okay, so today we have a question from one of our Plus members. So this is a question that, here's the thing. If you're a Plus member, you can submit questions any day, anytime, and we will guarantee you an answer that week. A fleshed out answer that we'll actually connect back to you with an email, and sometimes the emails will go back and forth, but it's a way for us to provide coaching, and then you can also have access to all the previous library of questions. Now, this is a question that recently came in, and because I felt like it was such a helpful one, I want to kind of broaden it out
so that our
podcast listeners can hear it in as well. Okay,
cool.
So here it is. How do you scale your leadership pipeline, but also make it relational and personal?
You know, I hadn't really ever thought about this one before, Daniel.
You've never thought about leadership pipeline before?
No, never.
Have never thought about scaling anything?
Worked with churches forever.
I feel like I thought I knew you,
okay.
Todd.
It is all about, modeling this from the top down and the bottom up. So
to make it relational and personal?
To make it relational. It has to be relational and personal in order to be scalable because it has to catch. It has to be catchy.
Yeah.
You have to have sneezers. You know what a sneezer is?
No.
A sneezer is a marketing term, actually. That is, these are the people that make everybody else sick.
Yeah. It's the viral
guy.
Yeah.
And so you've got to have people out there that are multipliers. And what they're doing is, we are trying to move everyone to being a doer to a developer. Even our volunteers, we want to take them on a journey of passing out bulletins to being a recruiter and equipper of other people who are passing out bulletins. Yeah, it is not the guest services guy's job to oversee the coaches who oversee the leaders of the 9:30 and 10 whatever hour, you know, all the hours. It is those people in those positions. So volunteers recruit and develop other volunteers. And the way you do that is by not just having onboarding training, but having a transformation happens through the context of a relationship. And by that, I mean moving them from a learner, which is that onboarding and transfer of information, knowledge on how to do this job, to a leader where they've had now experience and feedback with that, to now I am a multiplier. I have learned the job. I've experienced some time in that. I've gotten good feedback. I'm now competent in handing out bulletins. And now I am so confident, and it has been modeled well for me, so that I know that it is my responsibility ultimately to go out and recruit other people and bring them through the same process. So that learner, leader, multiplier is not just what a pastor goes through in the life of his ministry. It is for every person in ministry. It's for every person in your church. They cannot grow into spiritual maturity apart from using their gifts in service to Christ. You are not promoting maturity unless these people are serving. So, and there's going to be seasons. You know, I get that in everybody's life where, you know, we have small children and my wife isn't going to be serving, or, you know, whatever. Our baby, I mean.
Yeah.
So all that to say, that's the way I would answer this question in a short way.
Yeah. And learner, leader, multiplier is not your leadership pipeline.
No.
It's a microcosm that you can,
a
progression of development within each of the levels of your leadership pipeline. But I mean, I really do appreciate this question because I can see it from the church's perspective. You're like, okay, man, we need to start another service, or we don't have enough leaders. How do we get more leaders, right? Is probably the question that they're thinking about. And then it's, how do I keep track of all my volunteers and leaders? There's probably too many of them, and you're trying to lead others, right? And even when we look at our leadership pipeline, you look at our collaboration competency, it's like working with others is a really good thing to do. But you can't stop at just working with others. You need to work through others. You need to work with leaders. You need to work through teams. And there's a progression that happens there. So how do you scale your leadership pipeline? How do you have more levels in your leadership pipeline, but also make it relational and personal? It's all about your span of care. That would be my answer when you think about your span of care. So if you feel like you can't, that you're not personal enough with your volunteers and your leaders, it's probably because you have too many that you are taking care of. Bottom line.
Word.
Right? So it's like, man, how do I keep track of these 20 people, of these 30 people? I can't even keep track of their birthdays or even when I see them or their names or this, that. And you feel like you're just always juggling and your hair is frazzled and you have too many things going on. Well, your span of care, my dear friend, is too large. What would it look like if everyone in your church had a span of care of one person to 4 to 6 leaders? Just imagine that just for a little bit. Now, Daniel, you're probably saying to me, Daniel, but if it's me to 4 to 6 leaders, then how is that a full-time job? Well, you're going to be taking care of and recruiting and developing leaders of leaders of leaders, right? Yep. So if you're a ministry director and you have 100 volunteers under your ministry area, right, 100 volunteers at the bottom level of the leadership pipeline, well, how many leaders do you need over them? And then how many coaches do you need over them so that everyone has a ratio of 4 to 6? Well, if you only had to care for 4 to 6 people, you could care for them really well. And they would feel incredibly appreciated if you do that and that they then also care for 4 to 6 people. So it's all about span of care for me.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Which takes a long time to develop.
It does take a long time to develop, but once it scales, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So that's the beautiful thing really about Ministry Grid, because when you think about how do you develop a span of care, how do you train the leaders at every single level? Even if you heard us talking about the collaboration stuff and the competencies at each of the levels, I mean, all of that is the pipeline framework that we developed and all the content is on Ministry Grid. So if you want to scale your leadership pipeline, totally. You need a platform like Ministry Grid
and
where there's content
people.
And that you can, yeah.
We're not trying to digitize development.
No, no.
There is a coaching guide. There's a training guide that comes with every single course that you're doing because we want you to be able to walk a person through the training in an appropriate way that brings about a change in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we really want you to do is you're doing this with 4 to 6 people.
Yeah.
Those 4 to 6 people are doing it with 4 to 6 other people, and those 4 to 6 people are doing it with 4 to 6 other people if you get that 100 kind of ratio.
Yeah.
The beauty of this is right now you would say, but Todd, I can't trust or I don't have confidence or comfort or whatever in, you know, 3 layers of leadership down or 2 layers of leadership down, then being able to have the coaching the way I would do it. And that's why I would say this is exactly what that's designed for. They may not be able to ask good coaching questions.
And they may not know the material really well
to
be able to teach it.
But they don't have to because they're a good and godly person that's perfectly capable of having that conversation. The questions that are there are meant to guide that conversation. And that is the most important thing. The questions that are asked will help very much guide that conversation and lead to the right result because they're designed with this in mind. Everything we do is very much designed in that framework. So moving from general implication to personal implication to application, implementation, making sure people get feedback so that it can be actualized in their life.
Yeah. So let me tell you what. Okay. So I'm gonna give you kind of a secret link. All right. It's kind of secret.
You're giving this to me because you're looking at me right now. Like, no, this
I'm
is for me
to our
personally.
Here.
Okay.
All right. So if you're like, what in the heck did Todd just say? Generalization, easy. Implication, application,
easy,
implementation.
Yeah.
A lot of Asians, and you're like, what is going on here? And you want to dig a little bit deeper into all this, but you're not yet ready to dive full on into Ministry Grid. Well, I'll give you a really easy way to get in. Okay. Go to ministrygrid.lifeway.com/pound or hashtag/search. Okay. Just go there. You don't need to log in. You don't need to do anything. Just go to ministrygrid.lifeway.com/pound/search. And we'll have this in the show notes in case you're driving. Please don't try to, you're not going to be able to memorize it. And please don't try to write it down if you're driving. Okay, so go there. When you go there, you're going to see a lot of tiles. And all of that represents the 850 courses that are on Ministry Grid. Click the very first one, which is Leadership Pipeline. After you click that, click on what is Leadership Pipeline? Leadership Pipeline Competency Overview. One of those ones. Each of those are free courses. And what you can actually do after you sign up for a free account, it's free, right? Especially the Leadership Pipeline Competency Overview. That's the free one. Go there. You can download the competency chart. You can get an overview as to what everything we're talking about, just so you can get have a deeper dive into Leadership Pipeline. So
right.
That was a little bit of a
super plug.
It was, but it was a free course.
It is a free course.
Yeah.
So and use it well.
Yeah, exactly.
Use it wisely.
Yeah. So
we give away more than other people charge for, by the way, I would say.
Dude.
Probably because we have a little bit of depth in this area.
Mm. Well, I mean, part of even the changing of the price from based cost on your church size and all that stuff to a straight annual price was just because we wanted to make the whole thing more accessible, right?
Right.
So scaling your leadership pipeline, making it relational and personal, just think span of care. Right. Span of care, learner, leader, multiplier is another concept to keep thought of. That's about it. And then you can look at the competency chart, implement it using high tech, high touch approach, all of that to play. I mean, it sounds easy because it's been like 12 minutes.
Right.
But it does take years to implement.
The reality is you're probably going to have to kill some other things to make this happen too.
Yep.
So
stop, start, refine. What are you going to do?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening in. Be sure to check out the Group Answers podcast as well. They're a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And Chris Surratt and Brian Daniel covered lots of topics like building a growth track, power. They have this new segment on power ranking, different things, kind of like, I guess it's the ESPN thing.
Power ranking.
Yeah. So be sure to check that out. And thanks again for listening in.